This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and friends. Apologies for my state. I just came back from the gym. I want to talk about listening and communication. If we sincerely and genuinely want to communicate with people in a profound way, we have to listen with the intention to understand. This means we have to turn off our internal radio, because usually we are manufacturing responses while we're listening to people. And this is not a genuine, it's not an authentic or sincere way of engaging with someone else, because you're just basically creating your own story. And we shouldn't impose our stories on other people. We should become a blank canvas for people. So we must listen with the intention to understand them. This means that we're not going to look at the words. We're going to try to look out for their meaning and their context. Because words are vehicles to meaning. Don't attach your meaning to their words. Don't attach your story to their words. Don't attach your drama, which is based on your past limited ideas and experiences, onto the words. Try and seek out and look for their context and their meaning, because words are vehicles to meaning. And once you do this, you will be able to connect with people in a profound way. We must become more intellectually and spiritually mature to be able to listen with the intention to understand, to turn off our internal radio, to not attach our own meaning to their words. And this is why after they speak, we should usually say, "What did you mean by that? I've understood what you said in this way. Am I correct? If not, can you clarify? Can you give me your context?" This is a very powerful way of engaging with other people. And in this way, you are sincerely true to yourself and you're true to them, because you should want to sincerely engage with them. If not, then what are you doing? You're just having a monologue, not a real dialogue. Even though there is another person there, you're really engaging with your own ego, right? It's like you're just speaking at your own self, right? A projection of your own ego. And this is something that is not in line with the prophetic way, the prophetic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we know a fundamental principle in the Islamic tradition is ihsan, which means excellence, that we are people of excellence, sincere excellence, people of goodness. And the excellent way of communicating with people is to become a blank canvas, to engage with them, to listen out for their meaning, to listen out for their context, not just their words, because words are vehicles to meaning. And once you do this, everything changes in your engagement with other human beings. Another thing I want to talk about is powerfully creating the best human being in your conversation, in your communication. What do I mean by this? When you're communicating with other people, you need to look out for their potential, because human beings are almost an infinite number of possibilities, okay? And we know from the Islamic tradition, every human being is born with innate goodness, because we have this concept of the fitrah. The fitrah means the innate disposition. Every human being has this fitrah, and in this fitrah, there are forms of primary knowledge or proto knowledge. You could call this, you know, innate knowledge, right? And this includes that Allah, that God is a reality, He's worthy of praise or worship, extensive praise and worship, and we have an understanding of a basic level of objective goodness. This is the human being, but the human being's fitrah, the human being's innate disposition, gets corrupted or locked or clouded. And it's our job to help unlock their innate disposition to awaken the truth within. One way of doing that in your communication is communicating powerfully by looking out for their potential. So what does this mean? It means that when you're speaking to someone, even if they don't like you, even if they disagree with you, right? Even if you consider them a so-called enemy, when you're communicating with them, you should look out for the best human being. You should listen out for the most wise human being. You must listen out for the most sincere human being. You must listen out for the great human being. And in your listening and communicating and looking out for that type of human being, you should now use words and communicate with them as if they are that great human being. And once you do that, you will create from the conversation. And that's an amazing and powerful way of engaging with other human beings, especially in the context of sharing Islam. Now, there are some traditions, there is a story that is related about Khalid bin Walid, one of the famous companions of the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace. Now, before Khalid bin Walid became Muslim, he was basically the butcher of Muslims, right? And yet, the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, according to this tradition, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that how can such a wise person not accept the truth, not accept Islam? And Khalid bin Walid actually became a Muslim as a result. Now, what is this? This is a powerful way of communicating. This is the prophetic way of communicating with people. You look out for people's greatness. In this case, this person is very wise. And you look out for that wisdom and you communicate with them as if they are wise. And when you do that, you create from the communication, from the discussion, from the dialogue. And this is a powerful way of communicating with other human beings. So when you're interacting with other human beings, look out for their greatness, look out for their excellence, look out for that they are the most ethical human being, that the most righteous human being, that the most truthful human being, that they are the most amazing human being, and use words and communicate with them as if they are that. And once you do that, you create that person through your communication and your discussion and your dialogue and your interaction, and everything changes. And this is the way that we must be. And in the context of sharing Islam, this is how you respond to things. This is how you should respond to things in the best way. Right? We must respond by that which is better, as the Quran says, which means responding with what is more virtuous and what is more beautiful. For example, in chapter 41, verses 33 and 34, God says, Allah says in the Quran, and who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah, calls to God, does righteousness and says, I am indeed one of those who submit. And the following verse says, good and evil are not the same, repel but that which is better. And between two people there was hatred, it would turn to intimate friendship. Now this is very powerful because the Arabic use of the word repel is not followed by a direct object. So it could also mean repel anything by that which is better. And what does by that which is better mean? According to the ulama, according to the scholars, by that which is better means respond by that which is more beautiful and that which is more virtuous. So when we speak to people, we must be people of virtue and beauty. And isn't it the most beautiful and virtuous way to listen with the intention to understand, to become a blank canvas for people, to look out for people's meaning and not just for their words? Isn't the most beautiful and virtuous thing to do by powerfully creating from your communication, by looking out for the best human being and communicating with them in a way that as if they are that amazing human being? Isn't that the most virtuous and beautiful thing to do? Of course it is, and it's a prophetic way. So just be people of beauty and be people of virtue. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.